It had been a sad day in Mikasa's life, because he adored the little blonde physician. But he was happy for his friend. It was odd that he liked humans so much. In past times, Centaur had been prejudiced toward outworlders. Achmau, the infamous Rojak prison camp, had changed all that. A combined crew of Centaur and humans had been captured and held in the hellish concentration camp. Many had died regaining their freedom. It had drawn the two very different races close and led to the formation of the Morkai Battalion. The integrated group was a sentinel of racial tolerance in a sea of interstellar prejudice. It had done much to change attitudes in the three galaxies. Now, humans were family to the military Centaur. Many of Mikasa's comrades were as fascinated with the species as he was himself. Mikasa had dreamed for most of his life about a blonde human female with exquisite features. But unlike Idris Mallory, who was short and delicate, Mikasa's dream female was tall and willowy and kind-hearted. He had the gift of telepathy, which he shared only with the royal clan, of which he was part. Centaur never publicized the ability among outworlders. In fact, they never spoke of their culture to anyone outside Memcache, the home planet of the Centaur. He wondered about the prophetic dream. Only Kanice, the bonded maid of the Emperor, had such a great gift for seeing the future. It had not arisen in any other member of the clan. But Mikasa often saw things before they happened, so the gift was at least present in him, if not as formidable as Kanice's ability. He was probably just dreaming, he thought, amused at his own weakness. His position gave him status among the Centaur. Captain of the Imperial Guard was no small government job. It put him among planetal leaders, like Field Marshal Chacon, former field leader of the Rojak Army, who was now premier of the Rojak Republic, having displaced the despot who had ruled after Mangus Lo. The depravity of the former Rojak government was something that Chacon was still having to live down. The death camp at Achmau had been hidden from everyone, even from Chacon, until he was forced to go there to save the Centaur Emperor's daughter, Lyseria. In the course of that rescue, he had helped the humans and Centaur of the Morkai Battalion to escape execution as well. Now, in an irony of fate, Chacon was bonded to the Emperor's daughter. They were expecting their first child very soon. Gossip said that Chacon, that powerhouse of might, was pacing the floor and worrying himself to death, like any other prospective father. His passion for his mate had raised eyebrows, because Rojaks and Centaur were traditional enemies. Now, all sorts of new bonds were being formed. Homogeneous cultures were becoming galactic ones with the mixing. It produced some beautiful children. Kipling, Raymond's son, was one of those. He had long, curly, blonde hair. His father had long, curly, black hair and human features. But he had his father's cat eyes that changed color with emotion. It was an exotic, fascinating blend of traits. Mikasa would have liked a son, but he had found no Centaur woman with whom he wanted to bond. The dreams of perfection, of that blonde phantom, haunted him. Probably, he reasoned, it was only a dream, and he would never meet.
"But I know it was this way,"
a soft feminine voice wailed, interrupting his thoughts.
"I can't believe this. Why isn't there a map of the ship, or a hollow, or anything? Oh, hello,"
she said as she stopped just in front of Mikasa.
"Sorry, I was just talking to myself. I do that far too much. I'm lost. I'm lost. I was supposed to meet my father for dinner, and I can't find him or the dining room or anything. I'm just hopeless."
Mikasa's eyes had turned from the solid blue of